It's the jingle of the day, 92 WLNG Philly. During the early 1970s, PAMS turned much of its attention away from the numbered series in favor of custom packages produced for individual stations with the hope of selling them to additional stations. One of these was the Philadelphia Story, which according to the demo was the story of the greatest set of jingles that ever fell on the ears of the city of brotherly love. The package was produced in 1972 for Top 40 powerhouse WFIL Famous 56, home to the legendary late George Michael, who a couple years later was to replace Bruce Morrow on WABC. According to PAMS, WFIL program director Jay Cook made a pilgrimage to Dallas with ideas for a drive-in, move-in, grab-in, truckin' sound, short, sweet, powerful, and classy. Although many of PAMS' custom packages sold poorly, the Philadelphia Story and its sequel, the Philadelphia Story 2, 1973, were bought by about 50 stations. Paul Sidney loved the Philadelphia Story and ordered several cuts from it, including a legal ID jingle. This jingle is from the 10-cut 1972 package and is cut 3. Called Mainline and features an attention-grabbing track with simply the letters WFIL. WLNG's version has the same great track with simply 92 WLNG. 92 WLNG.